Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about a UFO over Mexican oil rig. That's correct, UFO over Mexican oil rig. Kind of an interesting topic because this particular area in Mexico has had multiple UFO sightings, and the people there believe that there is an underwater UFO base off the coast of Mexico. Now, this area is located about halfway down the eastern coast of Mexico, same latitude basically as Havana, Cuba. Looks like just a beautiful subtropical area. I could totally understand why anybody would want to live there, including aliens. This article comes to us from the dailymail.co.uk. It says, oil rigger spots UFOs hovering for 10 minutes above the deck before zooming off in an instant on the Mexican coast, where locals believe is a submerged alien base. And then it says the images claim to capture two UFOs hovering over an oil rig near Mexico. Locals believe a submerged alien base sits a few miles off the coast of Tampico. And then they have a little bit more written about it here. Now, I have to ask you for forgiveness for the sound of my voice today. I've been battling a cold here for a little while, and my voice kind of seems to come and go a little bit, and I'm sure I do sound a little bit nasally. Now, the article here is written by Stacy Liberatore for thedailymail.com, and this was published March 20th, 2024. It says, a pair of UFOs were spotted soaring over an oil rig off the coast of Mexico, where locals have claimed is home to a secret underwater alien base. A crew member of the vessel near Tampico snapped two images, one showing a saucer-shaped craft with glowing lights circling the base, and the other with a triangular design and three lights on the bottom. The witness said the UAPs hovered for what seemed like 10 minutes and then just zoomed off in an instant, a source told dailymail.com. It's got a picture here, and this is fantastic. It looks like a classic flying saucer shaped with these orange orb-like lights around the edge of this craft. It says locals at Tampico believe the underwater extraterrestrial base has been protecting them from hurricanes for more than 50 years. Now, it's got another image here, kind of a close-up, and you can clearly see the saucer with these large round orb lights beneath the saucer. It says a pair of UFOs were spotted soaring over an oil rig off the coast of Mexico, where locals have claimed is home to a secret underwater alien base. A crew member of the vessel near Tampico snapped two images. The images were captured on October 2023, but have just now been released online. DailyMail.com spoke with oil rigger Pat, quote-unquote, who obtained the pictures and information of the sighting from a fellow colleague on another rig who was stationed in Tampico months before he arrived. My contact said the UAPs showed up as they were putting the oil rig's legs to the seabed, said Pat. The rig, known as a jackup, is a barge fitted with three long support legs that can be raised or lowered. One of the images shows the saucer-shaped craft hanging in the night sky and towering above the oil rig. This looks like it's there trying to see what's going on with these guys. Maybe it was getting a little too close to their base. I mean, who knows? A close look at the object shows at least 10 round lights circling the bottom, the only portion that is truly visible in the photo. While the oil rigger said the other UFO was triangular, the only clue about its design is how the three lights at its base are positioned. Well, they're correct about that. No other parts of the craft can be seen as well. An ex-user, Kavritris, told DailyMail.com that a member of the intelligence community told her that the triangular craft was the Aurora craft, rumored to have been developed by the U.S. government in the mid-1980s. I have to say that sounds a little bit suspect to me. I've talked multiple times on the podcast about how a friend and I were out on a pretty empty highway one night coming home from messing around, and we saw one of these things, this triangle-shaped craft. Not a big one. Like I said, maybe the size of a fighter jet. How it seemed to be going just way too slow. I mean, it looked like maybe it was at about, I don't know, 10, 15,000 feet up. I really couldn't tell. But normally when you see a jet flying over, they're going at a pretty high speed because they're up in the air 5, 6, 7 miles. Well, this thing just kind of moseyed on over, and my friend got so puzzled by it that he pulled over to the shoulder of the road, and we got out and watched this thing because I'd already had my experience seeing a UFO close up, and he just really couldn't believe that. And this thing just flew over. It's almost like when it saw us that it just made a beeline toward us. It just made its way over, took a couple minutes to get there from quite a ways out, and right as it went over our head, it took like a right angle turn from going, you know, north west to going north northwest. I mean, really a sharp turn to the right at a slow speed. Now this thing was on a helicopter, totally silent, and you could just make out this triangular black craft with the lights on the corners of it, just like it was some kind of a high-end fighter jet perhaps, but it was going way too slow for any kind of a jet. Hard for me to imagine that we have that kind of technology and the deep state hasn't used it yet. I mean, we saw what they've done in the last 4 years. We saw the amount of control that they attempt to exert over people all across the globe for any reason or no reason. If these jokers had a machine that could do what I saw done that night, I have a feeling we'd already be completely under a one-world government and they wouldn't even be making excuses about these things anymore. It seems a lot more likely that these auroras are not so much a top secret thing that we have, but is either something that they've developed together with these entities, whatever they are, or it's totally the entities on their own, and it's just a deep state trying to cover up for it. So that whole thing to me is just kind of a red herring here. It says the SR-91 Aurora, an ultra top secret aircraft that has been in development since 1989, was believed to be the successor to the Mach 3.35 Lockheed Martin SR-71 Blackbird craft that was retired in 1998. Well, you're talking about something that's going, what, 4 or 5 times the speed of sound compared to something that looked like it was going 60, 70 miles an hour to me? I don't know. Totally different birds. By comparison, extreme reports claim that Aurora could reach Mach 11.8. Like I said, that wasn't what this thing was about. It wasn't about going super fast. It was going about however slow it wanted to and staying in the air and turning on a dime. Okay, at slow speed. However, there's no evidence a military plane was ever built or flown, suggesting the image captured above the oil rig could not be the top secret weapon. When Pat arrived in Tampico, he discovered the locals' belief about an underwater alien base called Amupac, claiming the otherworldly beings are their protectors. My rig only came here recently, he said. It was after I discovered the local belief being so strong as regards aliens protecting them that I discussed with a guy who works as a liaison between our two rigs. Then he told me about the encounters. He then sent me the images. The submerged base is said to sit a few miles off Miramar Beach, and nearby communities believe their extraterrestrial visitors have set below the surface, protecting them from natural disasters, and a hurricane has not hit the region over the course of that time. The legend began in 1967 when local news outlet, the local El Sol del Tampico newspaper, ran a story with the headline, "Pilotos Volteros Sobre Tampico," or Flying Saucers Over Tampico. The article states that thousands of inhabitants saw objects in the sky, quoting the local airport's control tower officer who reportedly counted 9 unidentified flying objects. Pretty cool. Well, we have some more, another article on this, about this supposed airbase down there. So we have these two, what I would say, high-quality pictures of these UFOs, one a saucer, one apparently a triangle, hovering over this UFO over off the coast of Mexico. Pretty cool stuff. And the locals just seem to be like, yeah, that's just normal. Now, unfortunately, this photograph was taken, what, back in October last year. It's just now hitting mainline news. But you can see, I mean, just think of all the hundreds and thousands of pictures of UFOs that are taken out there that never make the internet. Somebody doesn't post them. Someone doesn't know how to post them. Someone's afraid to post them. This stuff's all over the place. And then when Arrow gets up there and says, oh, well, we've looked at all the cases and none of them show out to be a UFO. Well, that's just silliness. Now, this article here is from Vice.com. It says, inside the Mexican city that believes it's protected by aliens. This article is back from November 16th, 2022. It's written by Nathaniel Janowitz. Local legend has it that this area in Mexico has been protected from hurricanes and other dangerous storms for over 50 years by extraterrestrials who monitor Earth from an underwater base hidden a few miles off Miramar Beach, called Ampukuk, and Garcia, like many others here, is a believer. While the rumors of the underwater alien protectors are unproven, what's certain is that Tropical Storm Carl took a sharp turn away from that part of the shoreline and connected further south on the Gulf Coast of Mexico, causing floods in some places and leading to one death. Extreme weather events continue to miss these cities, feeding the legend and making Madero and Tampico the epicenter of alien culture in Mexico. Around Miramar Beach especially, the legend of Amapac has become an important driver of the economy and a principal reason some of the tourists flock to the area. Restaurants are named after Martians and souvenir stands sell alien stuff, toys next to t-shirts with flying saucers and green men, boasting of being the Playa Pretiana protected beach, and maybe it is. That's pretty wild. When Garcia was a girl growing up in the southern tip of the border state of Tamaulipas, she lived through major hurricanes that laid waste to both cities in 1955 and 1966. But the hurricanes suddenly stopped ravaging her part of Mexico after a mysterious event that changed her life. Garcia said that she and a friend both saw several flying objects in formation in the sky one evening in 1967. She told her family afterward about it, who downplayed it and suggested that they were just airplanes, but they couldn't be planes because of how they manifested it and even the formation. Planes don't do that. They were slow, and there were lots of them. But while her family didn't see the odd flying objects moving in unison, many others did. The next day, on August 7th, 1967, the local El Sol de Tampico newspaper ran a story with the headline, Platillos Voladores Sobre Tampico, or Flying Saucers Over Tampico, in English. The article claimed that thousands of inhabitants witnessed the aerial phenomena and quoted the local airport's control tower, who reportedly counted 9 unidentified flying objects. They came from over there, apparently heading to the sea, Garcia said, pointing from the direction of Tampico and Madero over to the waters of Miramar Beach. Now, of course, this is on the east side of Mexico, pointing out over the Gulf of Mexico, and they're saying, look, this is where we see these flying saucers over the ocean. There's got to be a base down there. There's just too many of these things. Garcia was attending an event at the beach called El Dia Ovni Tampalias on October 25th, an unofficial holiday in the state named after the Spanish acronym for Object Volador No Identificado, or Unidentified Flying Object. So here they have a holiday for UFOs. She was dressed in a tie-dye shirt adorned with flying saucer and the word believe on the front. Her daughter accompanied her wearing earrings shaped like little green alien heads. They didn't seem out of place amid the group of alien enthusiasts. Then it goes on, talks a little bit more about the claims from the people that saw this. It says numerous people at the event claim to have seen OVNIs. I mean, we got to change the word for UFOs all the time, don't we? Or other unexplainable phenomena. One man claimed to have been abducted by aliens in 1992 and taken to a different alien civilization where he learned the secrets of the universe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear those stories a lot. And the article kind of drifts off a bit. I mean, that's Vice. What can you expect? But it does actually record this annual event that they're having down there because of the impact of seeing these UFOs clear back in 1967. Now, the people have developed this almost religious belief that these UFOs have some sort of underwater base off the coast of Mexico, there in the Gulf of Mexico. And here we have these two, I think, pretty high-quality pictures of UFOs hovering over this newly established offshore oil rig. One of them looks like a flying saucer with these lights all the way around it. One of them looks like kind of a triangle-shaped UFO. I'll put the links over at the Ko-Fi site and the local site. As always, thanks to the folks that support over there and at Spotify. And honestly, if you want to financially support the program, I really appreciate that. And it almost seems like it works best at Spotify. They seem to be the quickest about getting the money to me, and they seem to be the most fair about not taking out, you know, a big chunk of it. It seems like when you use other sites, it doesn't matter whether it's Ko-Fi or Buy Me a Coffee or whoever, they take a substantial amount of the money, maybe 10 to 25% on average, and then they hold it for a long time. And so it seems like if we go through the Spotify site, they're real good about getting the money to me. They don't take out a big chunk of it like the other places do, and it's just a better way to support the program. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.